My name is Linda Gregersen. The poem is Scandinavian Grimm. Vocal in the ordinary course of things, on the vastly superior merits of having lapsed from a less, for all its faults, deforming form of Christian worship, my husband has so far sweetly refrained from using this one as a case in point. But what were we to do? When my mother said, "Linda," and looked that look, I could see it all before me. "Linda," she said, "we can't insult him." We'd made alternate plans, but the pastor, call him Grimly, had for 3 days shown up at her bedside to pray while we muted "Take the A Train," her favorite, and practiced the 7 stages of awkward. I'll spare you the history of the Lady's Aid, but consider my cousin Paul, good soul, who drives out every Sunday in the pre-dawn dark to light the furnace they can't afford to run all week, and in summer mows the graveyard. Consider the graveyard, its Emmas and Gregors in modest rows, including the boy whose team of horses panicked when the train came through. Now imagine what it took to loosen my mother's allegiance, whose one fixed faith was kindness. Even her funeral she'd rather defer. In the end, though I ought to confess some not quite fully in the spirit of my mother back and forthing, Pastor Grimly found he couldn't in conscience welcome the gathering we had in mind. So writes a first refusal for his dignity, and thankfully back to alternate plans, which included something more like love. Can I count on my husband's forbearance forever? Probably not. But maybe I'll lighten up for a while on the hostage to hypocrisy rant about pardon.